part 5 of Sanjay Rath's workshop on nakshatras on CD2.
Okay, shall we start?
Yes.
Good. We were talking about this Jyeshtha nakshatra, and we were talking about how this Jyeshtha or the 18th nakshatra decides how we finish something. Do we finish it or are we slow? You know, I think most of you understood. So let's go into Swargaloka now.
Can I just ask you why you call it leader on your nakshatra?
Because the one who decides whether your job is good or bad is the leader. It gives you a leadership quality, because the quality of a leader is his ability to judge correctly. There are 20 different people. To judge the abilities of each one correctly is the sign of a good leader. Therefore, this is a leadership quality.
Talking about leadership, the followers, you said, you started to reading how your students will follow you, followers.
Yes.
Should that be under students?
Yes, also students. Yes, initially students, could be spouse. What is important depends upon that lord of that nakshatra. What, according to you, is everybody is following everybody. What is a priority for you will depend upon that nakshatra. For somebody whose Mercury is the lord, student following is very important. Somebody, Venus the lord, like our Rajan, wife following is very important. Right? So it depends upon the lordship. So let's go to Swargaloka, and the first thing as soon as we enter Swargaloka is we see this beautiful weapon. What is this weapon? This is called a goad. A goad is ankush. Goad is an ankush. The Sanskrit word is ankush. A-N-K-U-S-H. Ankush. And this is a goad. It's meant to drive the elephant. So now we have come to what we call the 9 nakshatras of driving the elephant. The elephant is stubborn, he is not prepared to move, he is not prepared to work, he's eaten a lot. So we have to drive him. So we drive this sharp thing on his head when he doesn't listen. And this curved thing is for his ears. We put it on his ears and we pull it. Now he's got big ears and they are very sensitive. So he immediately obeys. He knows which way to turn on the basis of your pulling his ears with this. And then we have the sharp weapon. When he doesn't listen, we jam it near his head, near the neck. That's really painful. So what is this instrument? And when he's a nice guy, we have still got the other side on which we are telling him, okay, go on. So what is this? Is this a good thing? This is the nakshatra by which God is jabbing your head. He's pulling your ears by which you are turning this way and that way. And then when you're going on, he's telling, okay, go on. So that is called the driver's seat. The 19th nakshatra, it is a special nakshatra called Adhana nakshatra. It is the driver's seat. He who has the power to drive you. He who has the authority to catch you by your ears. And who is that person? First, your father. Therefore, the first person in this nakshatra is your father. After some time you grew up, you said, you can't do that to me, I'll report you to the cops. And then you allow somebody else to do that to you. That somebody else is your guru, your spiritual teacher. Right? And you may feel, no, my spiritual teacher doesn't catch me by my ears. Oh, he does. He does. Problem is, you don't see it. He is turning your head this way and that way. By his turning your head this way and that way, he's changing the path in which your life is moving. By goading you on the head, he's telling you to get up, get working. So this 19th nakshatra is the driver's seat. And whoever is in this nakshatra, whatever is in this nakshatra, is going to drive you very hard. Should you have a malefic over there?
No.
Yeah. If you have a malefic over there, you could have issues with your father. You could have issues with your guru. If the lord of that nakshatra is debilitated, you will never be able to listen to any of them. If it is exalted, you will feel like a king in that presence. Ah, I will obey you till death. Like Rama obeys Vasishta. So a lot depends upon the planet, who is the lord, its nature, its status, its position and other things. Shall we start? We need to do examples, because without that, there is no learning. So let's start. My 19th nakshatra is Swati. It is ruled by Rahu, the same as my Janma Nakshatra. Okay. And Rahu is good, right? What? Is it good or is it not good?
It can be good if you correct it. Direct it correctly.
So that means I am required to direct my father correctly.
Rahu means you doubt. You will doubt.
I'll doubt my guru and father, or I'll follow him blindly. Hello, let's be clear on this.
You follow your guru, but you correct your father.
Why do you say I'll follow my guru and correct my father? On the basis of Rahu?
Because the guru takes precedence over the father.
No, don't apply logic, apply Jyotish. It all depends upon the plan. By nature, Rahu hates the sun. By nature, Rahu hits the sun. He eclipses the sun. So obviously the relationship with father can be very strained. Simple as that. I want the logic to it. And Rahu is scared of Jupiter. He is very scared of Jupiter. Jupiter can thrash the hell out of him. So he will be like a frightened mouse in front of the teacher. Do you think the weather is good? It could be raining outside. Of course it's great weather. You think it's hard standing under the sun? No, it's fine standing under the sun. You're always saying things that are pleasing. You're always pleasing. So the relationship with the spiritual teacher is always trying to please, not being honest. The relationship with father is miserable. That is Rahu. You feel very cheated. Dad took everything and gave it to my brother. He didn't give me anything. He took all the toffees for him. I didn't get it. But that is your destiny. Even if Rahu is exalted. So what happens when Rahu is exalted? He feels more cheated, is it? Or he feels less cheated? Depends. If Rahu is exalted and is in trines, it is good. If Rahu is exalted and it is in trines, it is very good. If Rahu is in the sixth house, the third house, or the 12th house, it is superb. If Rahu is very strong and it is in quadrants, he could get cheated very badly. Okay?
You missed out the 8th house.
The 8th house is nothing but a terrible debt that he will have to pay.
So it is similar with Ketu.
Ketu is opposite. With Ketu, the issues are really not with father and the guru. They are more about the ladies. Ketu, like Rahu has a problem with the gents, like Guru is seen as a male figure, and father is a male figure. Ketu has problem with the moon, it eclipses the moon. It has a problem with mother figures. It's all about father is not compassionate. My father's other name is Adolf Hitler. Right? You don't know about it, but that's his name. If you have Ketu in the ninth house, you could have such an opinion. It's all about mistaken identity. You think he's nice, but actually he's not nice. If you think he's bad, he's probably very nice. That means you really don't know your father. You are making mistakes over there. Now, what is Ketu's relationship with Jupiter? Fantastic. Blind follower. So Ketu is completely different from Rahu. You see that? In this manner, every different planet you can see. If moon, for example, is the lord of that nakshatra, then of course you are very proud of your family lineage. My blood is so rich. It is, you can bleed me, it's blue. Right? It's all about lineage and my blood and all that. Moon is all about blood and lineage. Family, big family I belong to, pure family I belong to. That's the moon, lunatics. The sun, we are a very rich family. You see, it's all about glorious family, rich family, moon, big family, powerful family, big name, blue blood. Mars, the reverse, a bad family. My dad is bad. He thrashes me all the time. Or does he protect me all the time? You see, it all depends upon the position of Mars. If Mars is negative for your chart, you would have been thrashed very badly in your childhood. If it is positive in your chart, you have been protected very much. So the same Mars can play a negative or a positive role depending upon what it is in your chart. Saturn is definitely some sorrow is involved, but Father will be very traditional. Those things you can assure. But again, depending upon its ownership from your house, I mean from your Lagna, how is it as a planet? Yoga Karaka, what? You know, you decide whether it's good or bad.
Mercury
is somebody who is forever encouraging, high-spirited, like a child, high-spirited, always encouraging, very learned, Pandita. He will always encourage you to learn. You will feel very inspired by his presence to learn, to go ahead. But sometimes you will think he was very immature. Many decisions may have been immature that he may have taken. Venus, very good looking father at least. What else will you say? What else will you say when Venus is there?
Artistic.
True, but is that really something you are interested in your father? How do you care whether your father is artistic or not? The issue is, what is he to you?
Charming.
He is very like a
philosopher.
Yeah, he could criticize a bit, but he's very corrective. He's very affectionate, very corrective, because Venus is very affectionate. He's always correcting you. He wants you to be perfect.
Yeah.
He wants you to be perfect. That's why he's correcting you. But the problem is Venus doesn't have good relationship with Jupiter. You question the authority of the teacher and you think that teacher is asking for too much. I can't follow all this. So now look at your own charts and see what you can describe about your chart and 19th. Yeah, your Janma Nakshatra is what? 19th.
Isn't it Janma and the 19th?
Yeah, same group. Yeah, it's in the same group. It can't be the same Nakshatra.
In the same
group, yeah. In the same slot. Janma group.
110, 19.
Yeah, you have
made I thought Rahu, but it came to rule in Rahu in there, in the...
What do you think? Ketu is the lord of that nakshatra,
yeah.
And Rahu is debilitated in that nakshatra, which you forgot to mention.
Yeah. I can't work it out. It seems.
That's exactly. You could never work it out.
Very confusing.
You could never work it out. That's exactly. That is the answer. You can never work it out. Because it is debilitated. The moment you try to work it out, you feel completely lost. See that? That is it. That explains. You can never work it out. It's Ketu. It's completely headless and Rahu. I mean, you're trying to bring the... Does Rahu and Ketu come together? So, it's impossible. That's just one word describing. Impossible. But would you say that he would require... your issues with him were all about his discipline and things like that?
Yes.
Right. Shravan is ruled by the moon, I think. Mars? Moon. I just want to be sure. Okay, Lata. Yeah, because of moon. Moon is Luna, so lunatics. That's why. Because that was my... I was just trying to tease her. Because she's Luna group. So, she's Rohini Nakshatra. So, I always tease them over lunatics. No, but Krishna was also Luna. It's a beautiful Nakshatra. It is... The ninth house, it's all about... They're very proud of their... They are very proud of their family. They are very proud of their... It's a good family. The upbringing has been good. Moon is about good home. Good upbringing.
What if you have some
power in life? You will have some issues about that means deprival. Deprival, greater than death or something, depriving you of father's affection. See, father is indicated by the Lord. Planets going out there are troubling. Planets is not the father.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Like his father was Ketu, disciplinarian. Mm-hmm. Rahu over there is blocking, debilitating. So Rahu, it's like his father wants, sit down, he will stand up. So his father would go more mad. It's like that. So your birth nakshatra is Magha, or your 19th? Your 19th is Magha. So that's Ketu again. But Magha is very different from Mula. Right, Magha is Magha has a lot of light in it. Lots of light. Pardon?
You said Magha was building something tangible, like work, career, yesterday.
That's right. That's the nature of the nakshatra. All the time. All the time he's working. That's the nature of the sun. How is Ketu in your chart? Strong influence of father on your life. Very strong influence of father. You also would have had the same attitude to work. Your father took three jobs. You always want to take three jobs. You don't want? How many do you take?
Well, I'm not working now. I've been, the parents have been out of work for a long period.
You have been out of work for a long period.
There's a question over his Janma Nakshatra. I think it's Jayashtra. He said...
He's saying, I should be working, I should have three jobs.
If the lord of your 19th Nakshatra is in your first house, that nature of your father you have definitely inherited.
Right.
If you have not, then something is wrong. Good one, Nisha. That's exactly, because it's your father, you are nothing, the child is the father, you know.
My 19th nakshatra is Mula, ruled by...
That's what we just talked about.
Yes, and Ketu is sitting in Maka.
Wow, that's good. So, how was your father? Very disciplined?
I wasn't raised up by my father.
Right. So the lord of that nakshatra was in another nakshatra ruled by Ketu. And is there any planet sitting in that nakshatra?
In Mula. No planet in Mula.
Mm-hmm.
And Ketu in Magha.
So your father was busy. See, what does Ketu in Magha show? Father is busy all the time. He's away.
Your father wasn't the head of the family.
No, she was brought up by another.
By my grandmother.
The father was away.
It goes to show that.
Yes. But you cannot say that there was no head in the family. There can be heads in the family. With Mula in the 90s...
Father was not the head of the family.
Right. There can be people with father, with Mula, with father as the head of the family. That is not the issue. The issue here is, because Ketu is the lord of the 19th Nakshatra, it is showing that he will be a disciplinarian. That is the one thing you can confirm. Secondly, because it is in Magha Nakshatra, which is a natural Karma Nakshatra, he is busy all the time. He has no time for you. That is all that we can say. Everything else is guesswork. That is what we can say based upon the information provided. So that means she hardly gets to see the father because the father is busy all the time. Now what has happened in her life that her father is so busy that she doesn't even get to see the father. Then we get the additional information. You see, this is how I am logically deducing on the basis of information available. I'm not stretching anything. Exact. This is information available. This is what it shows. Not one step more. Yeah. It is good. Yes, it is good. You will have issues because you will have issues. Because that is where you are making the mistake. You will never be able to understand the father.
Is it mutual?
It is totally mutual.
Mutual rejection.
Totally. Totally. Completely.
Even father with father.
Like father is not ignoring you, you are ignoring father, both are headless.
Is it like Shiva and Ganesha story?
Yes.
Father will catch it.
That is a good one. That is how it starts. Okay, next nakshatra, come on. That is a very good one, Zoki. Did you get that example about... Yeah, he gave a beautiful example. Shiva cut the head of Ganesha.
Doesn't Ganesha get different head?
That's the guru gives the new head. So father is kicked out because then Ganesha doesn't respect Shiva. He's hanging around the house, but for him Vishnu is everybody. Because Vishnu gave him the head, gave him back his life. So his guru is Vishnu. Whereas his father is Shiva. And whom does he like? He likes Vishnu. The Tulsi Mala. Okay, so now we talk about nakshatra number 20. This is, what do you see out here as a symbol?
Singha.
That is a cup. Is it singha?
Singha.
What is a singha?
Poon. Or, you know, when they blow it.
What is your 15th nakshatra?
I think it's Mula.
Right. I asked, what is that? You're telling me singha, poon. What do you expect me to understand from that? It's all about communicating what you... We are not worried about what you think. We are worried about how you communicate it.
It's like a blowing instrument.
Yeah, it looks like a trumpet or a blowing instrument. Singapore is not the answer. It is a task. It is an elephant tusk. We were just talking of Ganesha, and here is the tusk of Ganesha. This is the tusk of Ganesha. This is, you know, Ganesha had to ride the Mahabharata. So when Vyasa asked him, he broke his tusk, and with that he started writing. This is that broken tusk of Ganesha. It is symbolic of the most powerful weapon in the world ever known to any human being. What is that? That is the pen. This is the most powerful weapon, the tusk of Ganesha. And it is the pen. It has the power to convert sound into image. Sound is the words we speak. It converts it into images so that they may be preserved. And vice versa, by looking at the images, we shall speak the sound. What a great power it has got. Understand its power. It has the power to defeat every other weapon with time. With time. That means patience is required. Now, this particular, as we talked of the trunk, so what does this indicate? It shows the most powerful weapon that you possess. So we need to look at our 20 number nakshatras to find out what is the most powerful weapon that we possess. Ashwini, so what do you have, a horse? I want tangible answers.
Purva Falguni.
Creation.
Sorry, Purva Falguni itself, right. So Ganesha is your weapon. Right, huh?
Ganesha.
Ganesha is drum. But I am talking about weapons. Something far more important than all this is, what did Ganesha do with it? Ganesha wrote the words of the Guru. So before this we were talking about the Guru in the 19th nakshatra, and now in nakshatra number 20 we are talking about the words of the Guru.
So spreading the words of the Guru, what is it?
No, his just job is to record it. Okay, so the Mahabharata was recited by the Guru, Vedavyas. Okay? And it was fully recorded only by Ganesh. So what is nakshatra number 20 all about? Recording the words of the Guru. So that you can always refer to it later. Referring to a recording or means by which the knowledge is retained. Like a hard drive.
So in that case, what would each of these symbols be? I mean, that's the way they can record it, the way they retain.
How are you, like if I were to, what is the first thing that will come to my mind about using this nakshatra? The first thing that comes to my mind about using this nakshatra is, what is the color of my pen? Very practical, I'm a very practical person. Head, horse's head, this, that, what I will do. What is the color of my pen? Is it not? I can choose my pen color from here. Right. So if, let us see. Ashwini is your Janma Nakshatra. 20 Nakshatra is Ashwini. So Ashwini is ruled by Ketu. So what kind of pens do you think he will like when it comes to?
Black or gray? Green.
What kind of pens first? Does he like an ink pen? Does he like a, in the classical pen? Does he like
classical
a?
Classical because it's earthy.
What earthy?
Isn't it pretty?
No, don't get into all that. Ketu, just talk about Ketu. Ketu likes fancy pens?
No, it's dispassionate. It doesn't work.
That's exactly.
It doesn't matter, really, does it? I mean,
pen or pencil? He has no choices, is it?
Why?
All kinds of pens.
That's the correct answer. So who gave me the answer? He doesn't have a choice. He will pick up anything. Who gave that answer? You gave the answer? Nimisha gave that answer, right? Somebody said he'll pick up anything. You said that?
It doesn't matter.
That's the correct answer. It doesn't matter. That's exactly. They don't have a choice because they are headless.
Anything to write?
Anything that I can grab.
She says she likes very fancy pens.
One sec, we'll come to her chart.
Ketu Ashwini.
We'll come to her chart.
I got the best pen.
Yeah. See, in front of
you. I got best pens as well.
Yeah.
But I necessarily may not use them. I've got so many.
Tons of pens.
Tons of pens.
Where is Ketu in your chart?
Seventh.
Right. Okay. What is your lagna? Ketu is an own sign. Which nakshatra?
Ketu is nakshatra.
Okay. So you see, Ketu is in the seventh house, sitting in, let's say, Aries, which is of course not really own sign, but almost like own sign, like Scorpio. It's well placed in Aries, in the seventh house. And so naturally, he is looking at, how would you say about Ketu? Anything that he can grab, see his nature, so long as it functions well and it does its job. So from the planet, I am deciding. Good. Now we'll take Swishcha. What is Kunti Nakshatra?
It's Ashwini.
Ashwini? Mm-hmm. You are also in Pushya?
Mm-hmm.
You are also Pushya?
No.
Ashlesha. 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 So for Ashlesha, 20 Nakshatra is coming to Ashwini. Ketu is which lord and where it is placed?
It's second house.
Ah, money. See that? So Ketu is sitting in the house of money. Pen which costs money. Pen is a symbol of wealth. Do you see what I'm saying? How it is functioning on your brain? The whole thing is changing. In one case, the same Ketu sitting in the seventh house, anything I can do my job. Here it's in second house. Ah, classy. Beautiful. It's debilitated.
Even my writing has to be classy.
Yeah, it's debilitated. Means even more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that is her nature because it's in second house. She'll waste a lot of wealth in this. Because the malefic in the second house is going to destroy your wealth. So you will waste a lot of money. It is the truth. A malefic in the second house is going to destroy your wealth. So the pen you are spending the money on is basically a wastage of money.
Yes, but the benefic there will also try to control it.
Benefic? Which benefic?
Jupiter.
Will control it. Will give more money for that. Did you get it? Did you see how I used it?
Yeah.
Could you do the same thing with my chart if I told you? Come on, Jenna, you can try.
Okay, you're talking about the quality of the pens. What about the quality of the writing?
Excellent. Ketu as the Lord, what is the way they will react? How are they recording what the teacher is saying? The teacher is teaching. Their job is to record.
Perfect. Exactly the same.
They don't think. They just write it down.
No. I thought one of the conditions that Ganesha imposed on Vyasa was, every question that will come to my mind as I write, you will have to answer. Is that not? That was the condition. When Ganesha was writing down, he put a condition to Vyasa. Every question, I will be writing down. Every question that I ask, you have to answer. I will not stop writing. But if you cannot answer one question of mine, I will stop. So what is that? What is the nature of these people? How do they record? They will ask questions all the time. You have to answer. If you don't answer, I will stop writing. It is anybody with Ketu ruling this nakshatra. See that? Does it help you to understand how your brain functions? How does your brain function while recording and learning things? Because you want to have an answer from every question so that you don't make a mistake. With Rahu over there, as the Lord, will you ask all the questions? No. Ketu asks all the questions so that he doesn't make a mistake. Rahu keeps everything inside, thinking, trying to find answers himself. Then naturally there will be problems, there will be a confusion, there will be a this and that.
So Venus does what?
Venus learns so long as it is all nice and good relationship and all that. You can never learn, when Venus is the Lord, you can never learn from a teacher with whom you are not having a good relationship.
The sun is sitting in.
Sitting in is different from who is the Lord. We are talking of Lords now. Anybody sitting is not wanted. Let's say Mangal. So when you are recording, it's like Kartikeya, which is different than Ganesh. It's like the commander-in-chief is learning how to fight. Obviously, it is very systematic, very perfect, very nice. Why are you laughing? Why? All positive things, right? This is in my chat. Yours. See, I have to say dinner time. What is the negative?
Not systematic and not perfect.
Yeah. And nobody is allowed to disturb. There has to be army-like discipline while learning. This is an army classroom. Crazy completely. How can this be an army classroom? You see my point? They don't like disturbances at all. Okay, what about the moon? They cannot study if they have not eaten. Simple as that. No. It's not a question of food not being a priority. Try studying without eating. Tell me, did you have your lunch now?
Yeah. I didn't have breakfast.
You didn't have breakfast.
No, I didn't have time.
You didn't have the time for it. No, but in any case, moon has to do with the food. Food is crucial for the way you are recording. If you have eaten well, you will learn well. It is not that you are not learning. You are learning well. She can also learn in a very rowdy class. But she learns best when the class is very disciplined. He learns best when questions can be answered. If questions are not answered, he is stuck. He gets stuck with that question, and even the class has gone ahead, he is still stuck with that question. See, it's not about whether you can learn or not. It's a question about how well you learn.
How about the sun?
Sun is systematic. It has to be very systematic, very step-by-step learning.
Does sun accept anybody?
All planets are very good students, the best being Jupiter himself. Otherwise, how can he be a good teacher?
So with Jupiter, we have to pray for, meditate for.
With Jupiter, he should have slept well.
And your path at the Kshatriya is ruled by
Jupiter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a blessing. So if I can sleep well, I don't need to study. I don't need to read a book second time. Honestly, I read a book from if you ask me any question after that. If I slept well. Otherwise, I've had it.
And your favorite color of the pen is yellow.
Yes. Gold, actually.
Yes.
Not yellow. Gold. You want to give me a gift? Gold. Cheap yellow and a liquid game. Actually, I like yellow. It's very simple. Jupiter must sleep because he has a lot of weight. Something somehow drains him out. He'll sit in the class, he will listen, he doesn't have to write. He will wrote every word out. What a blessing. Provided Jupiter is well placed. If the same Jupiter is in debility, that overconfidence will kill him. You see the point? How is that planet placed? That is important.
If you stroke my ego, my Jupiter is conjunct Saturn. Does that make me a good student?
You need to sleep, then you're a very good student. Not in class though. Okay, so this is clear. Can I go to the next nakshatra?
Yes, I just wanted to ask, what about the relevance of the fan and the basket?
Fan is all about the rhythm. You have to be in the rhythm of the guru. If you are not in the rhythm of the guru, you don't learn anything. That is the question of rhythm, the chandas of the guru. If the guru is sleeping, you might as well sleep. So that when he wakes up, you are fresh to learn. Because he is ready to teach. Whether you can be in rhythm. If I am flying to London and somebody wishes to attend this nakshatra class, he jolly well be in London. If at that time somebody is, the person says, oh, I am just going up somewhere. You miss the class. Being in rhythm with the teacher. That is what fan is all about. Weaving the basket is to take the knowledge and put it together until the entire picture is complete. Weaving is all about putting the knowledge together step by step until it is complete. Okay? Good.
So this nakshatra is a very good for writing basically. If you have your Mercury or your Moon placed here.
Any planet. Depending whichever planet is placed over there, the knowledge, I mean that is very good for it will help you in your learning and teaching. The subject is important. When a graha is there, it will give you that subject.
Is that kind of fortune with this learning?
Yeah. Because learning is all about, it's like a tapasya. It's like a penance. It's a hard penance to learn something. It doesn't come easy. You've got to work hard. You've got to weave it together. And you have to be patient to reach the end. Halfway if you leave it, all the time you spent, all the weaving you have done is all wasted. So, when you start weaving, be mentally prepared. Whatever time it takes me, I'm going to finish. It's all about weaving is how much patience you have. If a graha is in this nakshatra, it will either help you or disturb you depending upon how strong or weak it is. It will drag you towards its knowledge. That is the power of this, yeah.
When the knowledge comes automatically, does that mean that the fifth house also must have, because this is being placed in the ninth house?
No, if it comes automatically, then also this house has to be activated. Because this is Swarga. Automatic cannot come from Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka. Automatic comes from Swargaloka. So this nakshatra is crucial. 20 number is very, very crucial. It's all about, and also once you have the knowledge, it can give you fortune. Once you become a doctor, you can earn a lot of money. You can go to England, find yourself a job.
Can the Brahma show what you
can
learn?
What the Graha in it shows what you can learn well, provided it is strong. If it is weak, it shows what you should not put your head into. No, unless it is the Lord of the 19th. We are talking of 20 nakshatra. Guru is a 19 nakshatra. Guru is a different nakshatra than this. This is the knowledge of the Guru. This is learning from the Guru. Not the Guru himself.
So the Radha is the topic.
It's the topic. Okay? Are we good to go?
Yes.
You have settled there? Now we come to this 21st nakshatra, which is called sleeping with God. This is, there's a little bed over there. It is called the nap. Afternoon nap, cat nap. And you can see a nice picture of Shiva over there. Baby Shiva taking a small nap.
He's very rarely pictured as a child. Why is that? Always.
Yeah, because he's the father. It's difficult to think of that father was ever a child. Conceptually, it's tough to attach father figure with child. This 21st nakshatra is... What is it in the spiritual lot? Do you have that list over there? What is it? Is it not the path? That is right. The sleeping, the small cat nap or the sleeping is symbolic of the comfort. Which path you are comfortable with? There are so many spiritual paths. There are so many spiritual philosophies. Which path are you comfortable with? It's a very, very interesting nakshatra. It is said to contain the road to moksha. The road to moksha starts from here, the 21st nakshatra. It has within itself another nakshatra called Abhijit. The 28th nakshatra is inside the 21st nakshatra. Did you know that? Oh, make a note.
Oh, yes, yes.
It is. You see that? The 28th nakshatra called Abhijit is inside the 21st. That is the reason why you can't see God, but this is where God is sitting. So naturally, since he's sitting there, he is calling you, and that is why it becomes your path. It becomes your calling.
I always think of it more in Shravan than last part of
Uttara. Shravan is hearing. Whether you are hearing or not listening, we'll go to that. But this is definitely God. So how do you see, how are you comfortable with God? How do you sleep with God? Is how you, the path that you want to follow. Which is the 21st nakshatra in your chart?
Rahu.
Satavisha, who said that? Wow, so I am sitting in your God nakshatra. Interesting, no? So you see, it means another thing. When you come into contact with people who have this nakshatra as your Janma nakshatra, as their Janma nakshatra, they can play a role in triggering your spiritual path. See, there's no way to God without me. My son, 5th house. By mistake. He should have been in Lagna, right? Lagnesh is in Lagna. Okay. Good one. So, did you get that?
No, sir.
See, that was not meant to be heard by some. How so? That, this nakshatra is so important. Somebody else born in this nakshatra can trigger your spiritual path. You could be going in a certain spiritual direction. But suddenly you meet a person who is born in this 21st nakshatra from your Janma nakshatra. And this person triggers. One small trigger. That's all that is required in life. Just a little trigger and you have found it.
Someone who's lucky.
Is born in that nakshatra. Let's see, what's your Janma nakshatra? Jyeshtha. Jyeshtha is the 18th one, right? Number 18 is your first. So from there you count 21. Where do you arrive at? Let her count. Okay, everybody has done this exercise? You know what your nakshatra is? Good.
When you say somebody born in this nakshatra, is that their lagna in this?
No, the moon.
Can you
Can be.
So does it mean that if you're actually calling a person who's not...
But Janma Nakshatra is the main one. Pardon?
Does it mean that if you actually have teachers who are not in this Nakshatra, they are not really...
No. It doesn't mean that. It just means that this possibly this person can trigger. It gives you a trigger point. Something related to this nakshatra will surely trigger your spiritual path. Surely. You will become more serious about spiritual path. You may go to a guru. You'll get the spiritual directions because of this nakshatra. It is crucial.
So here the rulership sign, Moon, Mars, that doesn't come so much.
They do definitely, because they are the ones who are going to show you the light. Otherwise, without light, we can't see anything. We are blind people. We are like blind men on earth.
Is this point, this chakra, is this sensitive also for spiritual awakening as far as perhaps transits are concerned?
Yes, totally.
Against it.
Totally.
If Jupiter crosses it, it would possibly have a spiritualizing effect on your life.
Definitely.
So if
it's
Rahu, then...
Definitely does.
When Rahu is loading it, then... Is it a foreign teacher or outside guru or triggers the spiritual?
No, it is. There is nothing called foreign when it comes to spirituality. Let's be clear on that. Rahu is just telling you that your concept about national and foreign and these things are what is blocking your spiritual path. Vasudeva Kutumbakam means the whole world is one family. If the whole world is one family, then who is the foreigner? You see the point? That is exactly Rahu's questioning.
Is the Lord of Faith, this nakshatra, taking you to, or leading you to the path?
Yes. Now, for in his chart, the Lord of this nakshatra, Rahu, let us say, is in Rohini. Right. So, let us say, you get a picture of a god who is born, whose Janma Nakshatra is Rohini. You will like him very much. Krishna.
Yeah. Born in Krishna, Pushkimar.
This is what I'm trying to say. There are different ways in which it will trigger. It could be just a photograph that triggers you. But the linkage will surely be there with the Lord of that Nakshatra. Sure. It doesn't fail. How else do you know that this is a spiritual path? Something happened in the brain over there. What happened in the brain over there? We see from this nakshatra, Lord. Now, when you look at your charts, think of this nakshatra and try to decide what is it that triggered. For me, it was 24 nakshatra plus 21 is 45, is it? 45 nakshatra? That is? So, 44th nakshatra. What is that?
Anuradha,
the follower. When I talked of Anuradha, what did I talk about? Somebody who is following, some follower. I talked of a particular chanda, right? Anustup chanda. I like to sing mantras only in Anustup chanda. I don't like Gayatri chanda very much. This is my personal choice. The Trayambakam Yajamaheshwaranthan, that one. Like that nakshatra is afternoon, what happens? Okay, that nakshatra is that which is triggering our spiritual path. And we need to concentrate and identify what. When will it happen? The Lord of that nakshatra can tell me. In my case, Anuradha is ruled by?
Saturn.
Atmakaraka, Saturn Dasha. That's it. In Saturn Dasha it got triggered. So Dasha plays a role? Good. Where is Saturn sitting? Saturn is sitting in my 27th nakshatra, which is Abhishek nakshatra. Do you know the 27th nakshatra? Is Abhishek? We'll go to that. Abhishek. Like this, you will have to connect that nakshatra with different nakshatras, with different images to know.
So that means somebody who has Anuradha nakshatra
will surely play a crucial role. Okay? That would have happened long time back in Saturn Dasha, not now. Can you identify such a thing in your life? You will try today. No? But remember, this is important for the spiritual path. By the way, this is also important for the fulfillment of the purpose of your creation. Creation. God created you. Why did God create you, Zoran?
Ketu.
What Ashwini. Ketu? He made a mistake.
Yeah, Guru Ketu to come to Guru.
Why did God create you? That you have to see from this planet. This is the path. To walk on this path and fulfill the purpose of a creation. God did not create you to go to company in the morning, collect paycheck and things like that. Those are all incidental. The reason of your creation is purely spiritual. So why do you think Sui was created? Ashlesha Nakshatra, your path is?
Arani. Arani.
So why were you created?
Not by Venus.
Venus. You are having Venus in Parivartan with Rahu?
Even me,
Parivartana
with
Vishani. Then there is a major change in life path.
Yeah.
Major change in life path. Major. If there is an exchange, the life path will undergo a major change at the age of the planets.
So, nodal influence
will show that spiritual path. Yes. So, instead of Venus, Saturn will show your spiritual path.
Also that's
the Guru.
Mm-hmm. So it might happen in Venus.
Very right? Good.
The Parivartan.
Correct. Yours was Purva Falguni, ruled by the sun. Excellent.
And I have Parivartana with
Saturn. Sun and Saturn have exchanged. Yeah. Oh my God. So the whole path is going to change.
It has Saturn.
Whole path, everything will change.
Completely enough.
And Saturn, Sun, Parivartana means we are talking 50
how? 50 years.
Don't mind my asking.
No, but I am now in my second return in 59.
That's right, 50 plus. That's right.
Because of the Sun, natural age at 50.
Because of Saturn. I can't take it before 36, so I have to take it after 36, which is 50. Which is 50 plus.
It happened on the second return.
Yeah, second return of Saturn, it will happen.
Complete. You know.
Yeah, but we're talking about natural ages of the planet.
So you see, clearly it works.
But Sun from me rather than somebody else? Because you said it would be somebody else who would turn that path. Can it just be an internal thing?
It's you. This, no, it's not internal. It's happening outside. So because of things changing outside, you are changing your path also. Everything is changing. Everything.
What is the age for moon?
24. Nothing happened at 24. What about Moon Dasha? Did you have a Dasha?
Yeah,
check up Moon Dasha. Mother must have played a crucial role anyway. Your spiritual path you may have got because of spirituality of mother. Anyway, this is the way. Next nakshatra, Shravana, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Hearing. See, after lunch, are you hearing or are you listening? Am I speaking or am I talking? Neither. You see, the issue is, that is why we say Vishnu or Akash Tattva. Vishnu is the devata of this nakshatra because he rules Akash Tattva. And Akash Tattva has to do with hearing. Therefore, you may hear, but you may not listen. Listen implies understanding, obeying and following. You may hear everything I said, but you may not listen at all. So when you don't listen at all, that means there is a 22nd nakshatra problem. So in order to advance in the path, now that you found your path in 21st nakshatra, we need to walk that path, we have to listen. God says, you know, we have this beautiful story in Orissa, and this person had lent some money to another man, and he took witness as Jagannath. Krishna. And when this person refused to return the money, he went to Jagannath and said, you are witness. How dare you sit over here when these people are calling me a liar? I gave him the money, he's not returning it. So Jagannath, you will have to walk with me. I will not get up unless you go. So he fasted. He fasted for some 21 or 30 days or something, half dead. Then in the night he got this vision in which Jagannath said, listen, I'll be walking from here, from Puri. I will come with you to your village. You walk in front, I will walk in the back. Then he said, look at this fellow. How do I know that you are coming? You are Krishna, you are Chalvan number one, there you will vanish off again. Again, this time, last time they slapped me, this time they will beat me with sticks. You know how Puri Brahmins are, horrible fellows. So, obviously, so he said, Jagannath said, don't worry, I am wearing this, pile ko kya bolte hai? That thing they wear on the, you know, they have anklets on the leg, which makes this chan 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 sound when you walk on the road. So I'll be wearing that, I'll walk on the road, you'll hear the sound. And you know that I am there. He said, yes, you are intelligent. So then he starts walking towards the village and Jagannath is following and chan 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 chan. Suddenly, you know, a patch of sand comes. When they were near this place called Sakshi Gopal, the patch of sand is there and he starts walking on the sand. And God is also walking on the sand. So obviously the sound doesn't come. There's no chan chan chan. Look, I knew he left me. I knew he's left me. He turned around and there was the statue just. It was a black statue. Even today we have a nice temple over there. Beautiful old temple called Sakshi Gopal. That means God is listening. God is he's doing everything that you want. The problem is, are you listening or are you just hearing? If he was listening, there was no need for him to hear. He would have just walked, he will be there. That means he was hearing but not listening. It's a question of faith. Do you have faith or not? Nakshatra number 22. That is why the Jagannath temple today has 22 steps. All of the top temples of India will have 22 steps and then maybe a landing and again 22. This 22 steps is symbolic of faith or multiples. They're questioning, do you have faith? Are you listening or just hearing and walking away? It's between you and God and there's no third party over there. So, test. Please check up your own charts, see this planet, and you will find out whether you are listening or not listening.
Kritika, Lord Advaita.
Kritika is good.
With the moon there, it would fluctuate. You would, it would be changeable.
Very changeable.
You would have faith sometimes, and sometimes you would not have faith.
Right. And that will depend upon the Pakshabala of Chandra. That is whether the moon has got high rays or low rays. During dark moon nights, your faith in God will go away. During full moon nights, you'll have a lot of faith. During dashas of planets, which cause the moon to rise in its rays, you will have a lot. Dashas of planets with less, you will go down. As simple as that. Jupiter dasha faith will go up, Saturn dasha will go down. Like that. Purva Bhadra? Beautiful.
So Shukla Paksha would make the moon,
so
your faith would be much stronger.
Shukla Paksha is definitely good. But we are talking of Shukla Paksha grahas. Okay. Some grahas are stronger in Shukla Paksha, some grahas are weaker in Shukla.
Does sun give you overconfidence?
Sun is not very good for listening, it has too much agni. Mercury! Please let me finish my game. Ed Mercury, very immature.
He's true, but not, but without please, and with a higher voice.
What about Venus and what about
Venus is love. You will listen when you love. If you don't love, you will not listen. That fluctuates like the moon. Moon is about liking. When you like something, not just love, it's liking. Moon is all about emotions. When your emotions are positive, you will follow. If they are negative, you are not following. It's not just love. Venus is more love emotions.
Actually, we have to take the planet. If there are no planets, we have to take the planet and put it in the chart. And also to see the Sambandha.
There are no planets, means? There will be a Lord, no?
No, if there are no planets and if we are taking the Lord. Normally we have to see it in the chart if there are conjunctions close to other planets, they will also modify.
Correct.
Because otherwise it will be too simple.
Lot of. So that means you want a license to kill 007.
No, no, but you cannot say just Venus there.
Of course you can't say, but that doesn't mean I'm going to give you a blank license to kill. The point is, you can't stretch it completely also. Step by step. Pardon is your?
Vishakha.
What do you think? Jupiter.
So Guru Upadesha.
Yeah. Akash. If Jupiter rules this nakshatra, that is the best. Vishakha is good. The condition is purity. If somebody is pure, you will listen. If it is not pure, you will not listen. Yes.
With Shravana, there's a portion of Abhiji hidden within that, the starting part.
That is this little jingle. That is the inside all this cacophony of sound that we hear every day. There is this tiny jingle of the foot bells in God's feet.
So why then is the moon so fluctuating for the other?
Because if you see this calculation of that portion, it is 1/15th of the size of the nakshatra. And 15 has to do with the tithis. So there is something called nakshatra tithi, which I will go into someday. And when you learn nakshatra tithi, you will know exactly when which dasha the faith will come. What causes the faith? Okay.
What is Mars?
Mars doesn't listen at all. Doubts. That was the story, doubt. Doubt was the problem.
Doubts?
Yeah, Rahu is doubt, Ketu is mistakes. You thought you listened, then you wrote something else, made something. Grahas will cause a lot of problem. Other than Jupiter, nobody is welcome. Imagine you had a little insect on your ears. No matter how nice and sweet that insect is, it's not comfortable. Anything over here is going to block the hearing. Think of a planet in that nakshatra as something over here.
I have Shatabhisha on the 22nd. So ruled by Rahu, right?
Excellent.
Both my in this view, and then there's one Vedanta teacher I have. She's got a moon in Shatabhisha as well.
Good.
You said 21.
Yeah, but at moon, yeah, that's why I was like, it's coming to Dhanishta, but I don't have anyone in Dhanishta. But the two people I kind of, and because Rahu's with Venus, I go by who I like.
Totally.
I mean, I have very strong, like,
so the
like,
Lord,
my teacher.
Right, so the Lord of that nakshatra is with Venus. If you do not like the person, you will not follow the person. So the criteria becomes because of the conjunction, Rahu is changing. Rahu doesn't have a color of his own. Who he sits with, he takes the color. That is why.
Yeah. You know, in Satavisha, I find mine.
That is exactly Satavisha, you will find that. That's good. And that is the nakshatra which is associated with some of the highest learning about Shiva, Somnath Shiva. You should go to Somnath sometime.
You talked about chandas in the paksha.
Those in the paksha, yes.
Are they related, like, would you, if it's Shukla paksha?
Mm-hmm.
Because the aksharas are short, and then in Krishna paksha the aksharas are long. So the chandas,
they have to do with the seasons of the day. The chandas have to do with the seasons of the day. The entire singing is based upon chandas. Okay? The day seasons. Okay. Now let us go into the 23rd nakshatra. What was the question?
The Lord of the nakshatra is sitting in the nakshatra. Is it blocking as well?
Yes. Anything over there is blocking. Because God doesn't have a body. He's pure. What is pure can't have a body.
So even Upagrahas
don't work. Upagrahas are useless fellows.
But they are blocking the light.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can't even see them in the chart. Normally when you draw a chart, you don't even see them, and suddenly you find out they were there. So they're really trouble, even the astrologer. So you see, now we come to the heartbeat. The 23rd nakshatra is called the heartbeat, the dhanishta, the rhythm of your heart. Having got the path and having heard the voice of God, now I have to follow in a rhythm. This drum that you see out here, this is Shiva's drum. That is, provided Shiva is in 21, in 23 you will see his drum. 21 was the nakshatra I talked about, isn't it? 21 I talked about when I talked about Shiva sleeping. So count from there. 21, 22, 23. Third is hand. So this nakshatra 23 is third from God. Third from 21. It is showing what God is holding in his hand. What is his hand in? Is it in a cross? Or is it in some other form? What is he holding? So Shiva holds a damaru. That's why we put damaru over here. Krishna holds a flute. So if Krishna is in 21, you'll find the flute over here. Depending upon the instruments of music, you'll find them here. By the way, this is symbol, of course, is a drum. What else can I say? Heartbeat. Yeah, this nakshatra can cause heart attacks. Yeah. It's always afflicted in Kali Yuga. This is a beautiful nakshatra. One of the finest nakshatras for any human being to have.
Why did you skip this one?
I didn't skip, I told everything. Dhanishta. I told everything, what is there to tell? There is a drum, it will beat, it will make some sound. So your heart will beat according to that. So long as the heart beats, you'll...
So, it might be Swahini, that means that's a chariot. So if I chant the Gayatri mantra, that would help in regulating or actually... pacifying my heart.
Correct. 20, what did we see that from? 20, we saw that Chanda from where?
No, she's a chariot and guy.
So she's from chariot, no?
So Dhanishta is not important.
No, chariot is important.
What do you see in Dhanishta?
Chariot is not important.
Huh? That is a nadi. Pulse is nadi. This is for Ayurveda. How many of you are interested in Ayurveda and pulse and all that stuff? In any case, you will make predictions based on pulse, you will go wrong. So might as well not put your hand in it. Be safe. 23rd nakshatra is the music, is the rhythm of the heartbeat. It's surely going to cause you a heart attack.
Even if the coffin.
That's exactly. It's no. Coffin back legs will come now.
Okay, sorry.
After this.
Oh, this is
we haven't yet arrived at the coffin.
No, I'm thinking about my 23rd.
So that's not your coffin. Somebody else's coffin.
Somebody else's coffin.
Because, it's see, 23rd nakshatra from your Janma nakshatra can never be. The coffin starts from 25. So from your Janma nakshatra, count 25, that is the first part of the coffin. And 26 is the second part of the coffin. You didn't put in enough money, next time they'll make half coffin. And they'll turn you around and stuff you in.
When I'm looking at the 23rd nakshatra from my Janma nakshatra, what am I seeing?
You are seeing something that can be very challenging. Like something that can cause you heart attacks.
It doesn't want you to learn, so you will look at this chart.
Yes, like he's trying to move on to 24th and 23rd
has
caught you.
Yeah, they're all after my blood for 23rd. Okay, let's go. Let's try it. What is your moon? 24. Moon is Rohini, right? So 4 plus 23. We are going back to 23 now because they are not satisfied. My old students are not going to let me proceed. Okay, so here we are and they want to know what is 23. 23 is a noise. If his hand stops moving, you die that moment.
My heartbeat.
Yeah, it's only Dr. Chidambaram who can help you at that stage.
Yeah. The God voice.
That is...
So it's a dangerous doctor.
It is a... Right, don't you see a doctor over there? Right, so if you have to pick up a heart surgeon, pick up a heart surgeon from the 23rd nakshatra from your Janma nakshatra.
Just that's sharp.
That is why it is called Dhanishta. Maximum number of people die when Dhanishta becomes very strong in the sky. It is war nakshatra. Heartbeats are stopping. That's right. So when you have this, you need to have the heart attack over here. Then we will go to 24, which is me, for healing.
A situation which can give you a heart attack in life.
Everybody gets heart attacks in life. What is it that is going to give you the shock in your life? That is 23.
Mine was Ashwini, and that's
painful. If yours is Ashwini as the 23rd or the first?
23rd.
23rd, right. So what kind of a musical instrument do you see out there? That's good, that's a fire sign, which is a... Is it a drum? No. It's not a drum. Drum is very earthy. So, is it a flute? Flute is air. At least four instruments, can you tell me? Can you tell me a fire, a string instrument? So, please listen to stringed music if you don't want to have heart attacks. Get the idea, the hint? It's like saying that if you must listen to one single sound, a clean sound, listen to the instrument indicated by this nakshatra in your chart. One sound, one note. Just meditate on that one note, hear that note. You will see your body will heal straight away.
The chariot has 7 to 7 chakras.
Yes.
Not just a guy.
So 23rd is? Let's go. Right. This is the healing now. Since you got your heart attack, now you need to be healed. And this is the nakshatra of healing. So the 24th nakshatra is your doctor, is your hospital. There are 100 physicians over there. Naturally, it's a big hospital which has got 100 physicians. The lord of that nakshatra is Varuna. Varuna is of equal power to Indra. If Indra is the lord of the day, then Varuna is the lord of the night. So that is how, if moon has got Soma because of Varuna's power, Lakshmi is his daughter. So he is like the father-in-law of Vishnu. So you can imagine, he is a very powerful guy. Devata, sorry.
I am
he is the god of the oceans. That's why all the wealth is his. He indicates foreign trade. Go to foreign lands, meet everybody, ports, ships. Oceans have to do with healing. That's how he connects to healing powers. Okay? So 24th nakshatra, and this number 24 is the number of syllables in the Gayatri mantra. So that means it shows a complete Gayatri. When you recite the complete Gayatri from Tat Savitur Varenyam, Dhyo Yunah Prachodayat, you are arriving exactly at this nakshatra. It finishes here. Now, so good. This is easy, isn't it? 24th nakshatra. Now we come to the important nakshatra which I... This is called the Creator's nakshatra or Brahma's nakshatra. And it shows the manas or the mind. Mind is not the moon. Mind is the 11th from the moon. Did you know that? 25th nakshatra from the moon. It's a very strange statement I'm making today. But think about it. Where the moon is the karaka for the mana. But how the mind is thinking, the quality with which the mind is thinking, is seen from the 25th nakshatra from it.
So you're saying the physical part is the moon, but the mind is actually the 25th.
How you're employing the mind. What is the peculiar way in which your mind thinks? We all have a mind. And all our minds is nothing but the moon. So wherever the moon is, that is the mind. So what is the big deal? How you and I think are different because that depends upon the 25th nakshatra from the moon and the 25th nakshatra from Lagna. The moon and the Lagna are connected by the 25th nakshatras. This is a very crucial point. Try to understand. So let us say, my Lagna is nakshatra number 26. Which is the 25th nakshatra from it?
Uttarashada.
Which is number 21? Uttarashada. 21. Good. From the Lagna. From the Lagna, what is my 25th? My Lagna is in Uttara Bhadrapada, number 26. So what, where is my 25th nakshatra from here? Please. It is not rocket science.
Dhanishta.
That's right, Dhanishta. You take Lagna number 26. Right? Count 25 from there, you will get 23 over here. How do you do it? Take this number and minus 3. Very simple. Take this number, minus 3, you will get this answer. Then we see moon. What is the number over here? 24. This is 24 minus 3, 21. So these two nakshatras show how my Lagna and how my moon are connected to each other. Okay? Rule number one. If the sun is placed in these nakshatras, it can cause insanity. Why? Because your head should be cool, not heated up. If Saturn is placed in this... Do you have Saturn in this nakshatra? Let's see. You are in 27, right? Then there will be too much of... it is good for the head. Your head is cool. You are cool in spite of stress. You are capable of handling a lot of sorrow. Cold planets are welcome. Simple rule. Cold planets are most welcome. Hot planets, please stay out. If Pitta goes to the head, it causes insanity.
That would be especially
Ketu can cause insanity.
But if Ketu just ruins
that. That means your head is, the lord of that nakshatra shows how much heat your head can take. If Ketu is the lord of that nakshatra, your head is capable of taking a lot of heat. There are two separate issues involved. One is your mind, that is a thinking mind, and one is your brain. The relationship between your brain and your mind is what we are seeing over here. If let us say the Ketu is the lord of this nakshatra, that means your brain is, you can get your brain overheated, it won't get damaged. You know? Or in simpler words, your brain is tropicalized. Is it not? Pardon? If the sun is the lord of this nakshatra, it is fantastic. It is capable of dealing. You can put your head into a furnace, nothing will happen. But if the sun as a planet is placed over here, oh my God, that is...
The Lord is good because it can take so much heat.
The Lord always does good for the nakshatra. The graha over there is not good. It is blocking. If the just, you know, when you, in the daytime when you see the sun shining, can you see anything else? No. Like that, imagine there was one bright sun shining right above your head all the time. You can't see anything. You are mad.
Even in the case of Jupiter, it's fine. Jupiter.
Jupiter is a cold planet. Yeah, yeah.
Rahu is the lord of these nakshatras.
Your brain is very sensitive. Do not expose it to too much of heat.
A moon, if they were both moon, that'd be very too...
From the moon. See, the lordships from the moon are different from lordship from Lagna.
But if the lords turn out to both be the moon, that would make you very sensitive as well.
Too emotional. A little bit of disturbance can spark things up.
So how does Rahu make it very sensitive? And I can understand the moon, but why Rahu becomes sensitive?
Rahu is nothing but an extremity of the moon. Rahu is nothing but the moon, but in a more extreme form.
What if sun rules?
Rahu doesn't have a body, it's just the mind gone astray.
Sun is good. Sun rules the nakshatra and the sun is in the nakshatra.
Then it is better than sun not ruling and being there. If it is ruling and is there, then why should it damage? It will protect. There will be burning, but you will overcome it with spiritual power. This has nothing to do with intuition. It just shows how your brain thinks. Whether it is, we can say hot, cold. We can talk about logical, illogical. Intuitive, not intuitive, is a thought process which is in the fifth nakshatra. The brain is like a computer working and the software in the computer. Let's say you buy Microsoft Windows. Okay, XP let's say you have. Buying XP on Toshiba and buying XP on Sony is different. Is it not? Or is it the same? It is different. If God gave you a Sony computer, you should not go to India with it because it is not tropicalized, it will burn up. If it gets very heated up. If you have a Toshiba computer, you can go anywhere it can. So Toshiba is capable of dealing with more heat. Like that, nakshatras ruled by the sun can handle more heat. We're talking of this brain. This is a physical element over here. So a planet in this nakshatra can damage the brain.
So a Vayu planet will be okay because it can take away the heat.
Very good, because the wind blows away the heat. How do you cool? When your body is heated up, you switch on the fan. The fan cools you down. So when you have a Vayu planet like Saturn or Rahu, it is cooling you with air. Cool down, cool down. Here's the fan. You want powerful fans to cool you down. If you have, like for me, 23rd is ruled by which planet? Mars, right?
Yeah.
Blood pressure can damage my physical brain. I can suffer from a brain damage because of blood pressure. Straight away you can just look at it. Oh, 26, 23, where is Mars? Mars is looking at Lagna, there's danger to your brain because of blood pressure.
What about Venus and Mercury?
They are not problems. They are not problems. See, we are looking here at the physical brain. The physical brain, very few people know things about. Even medicine doesn't fully understand it. So, remember, bad planets should not be lording this heating of planets, like Ketu, Mars, Sun. No. The brain must always be cold. cool, calm, easy. Yes, together.
Yes.
Always study both 25th from brain and 25th this moon together.
It's a true law. Have it to be any.
That means there is conflict. You want to study more but you're feeling tired. There is times you have realized, I want to study more but I'm tired. That is conflict over here. For me this is Mangal and this is Surya. Can you imagine how much of I can work from morning 6 a.m. roughly, 5:30, 6 a.m. to night 12 to 1 o'clock. Every day, 7 days a week, no holidays.
That's why you have blood pressure.
No, I have blood pressure because that is why I can do that. I probably couldn't have been able to do that if I didn't have blood pressure. See, you're thinking wrong. It's the other way. Blood pressure helps me to work. Because the brain is heated up. If it was cool, I'll look at the computer and I'll shake like that. I pick up the pen, the hand will shake like that. I'm alert at 11 o'clock. Looking, checking. Yes, yes. It is ruled by the fire planets. It is dangerous. It is very dangerous. I know it is very dangerous. So I don't fight with my doctor nowadays and I take the blood pressure medicine.
Is it bad for certain things to have such a heat? It's good for work, you just said.
It's very good for work, but this work will drive you mad.
But does it cause irritability, for instance? Too much?
Yes.
And anger?
Hot food is worse.
Yes, I'm saying.
Because hot food will only heat up this. Two things I learned, my Gurudeva told me, don't touch chilies. He made me give up chilies. Yeah. Coming from Orissa, the gunpowder chilies, you know, is imported from Orissa, south of Orissa, Ganjam. Small tiny little thing like that. You put it in your mouth, 7 days, nothing else can go in.
You can pacify that with black pepper.
I'm taking black pepper. But Sarah is still cutting that out. Anyway, so you can see that, the problem over here, right? You need to see both together. You need to see whether, now imagine if the brain is heating up and the mind is cold. Or if the mind is heating up a lot and the brain is cold. You think in those lines. Both are very cold. Think in those lines.
Jupiter
is very balanced. It is the most balanced. Correct, it is correct. Good. I'll break for
Yeah, you want?
Tea?
Yeah.